You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles filmmaker Chris Metzler in his latest documentary, Everyday Sunshine, The Story of Fishbone. Stick around for more. In the summer we saved each other's lives. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for a documentary of all things, but this isn't just any documentary. This is Everyday Sunshine, the story of Fishbone, directed by Chris Metzler. And this story, and this is a documentary profiling that seminal LA punk ska fusion band. And it's a fantastic film if you haven't seen it. It should be coming to a city near you very soon. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the filmmaker Chris Metzler regarding this new film, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. But first, some new music from Fishbone. Here they are with the title track of their new EP, Crazy Glue.
Seems there's no way to attain laughter.
That was Fishbone with the title track of their new EP, Crazy Glue. For more information on this new documentary, Everyday Sunshine, check it out at www.fishbonedocumentary.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the director, Chris Metzler, regarding Everyday Sunshine, and here's how the interview went.
Well, I've just watched the DVD for Everyday Sunshine. Thank you for sending that my way, and great work.
Oh, well, thank you, Brian. Well, you can imagine when you're making a film about a band as wacky as Fishbone, it's going to be fun.
Exactly. And talk about how this project ended up on your lap.
Well, I guess like a lot of things in life, you know, it's serendipity. I have to confess, I wasn't a fan of Fishbone. I wasn't even familiar with them before I started this project. I just knew of their logo, because when I was in college, in high school in the late 80s and early 90s, it was just something you'd see all the skateboarder kids and alternative rock guys wearing. And I met my co-director, Lev, and we were talking, and we just were kind of talking about music documentaries and how we thought most of them sucked. And Lev had brought up the idea that Fishbone always seemed like it was kind of the one band that an interesting documentary could be made of. And we started chatting, and the thing that really drew me was, you know, here was a story about these, like, six black kids that are bussed out from South Central L.A. out to the white suburban valley where they fall in love with punk rock and kind of quickly kind of carve their own path. And so I guess it was that story of outsiders that really drew me at first.
I see. And I think I'm assuming the band's reunion certainly helped in you know, getting everyone on the same page.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that we didn't expect actually going into the film, in the sense that, you know, we had an idea that some of the kind of members that had left for some kind of surprising reasons were around, but like the reunion was kind of something that just kind of happened over the course of making the film. So in some ways, as a documentary filmmaker, you just try to be patient and keep your eyes open and see what happens.
I see. And you know, earlier you just said that you weren't familiar with the band much at all except their logo. I mean, in approaching this band and, you know, and interviewing them and following them around with cameras, I mean, what aspects of all that surprised you the most about the band?
Well, you know, I think the thing that kind of first took us aback is just that I've never been in a band before, you know? Never, you know, grew up dreaming or traveling around. But I'm somebody that likes to travel a lot, and I guess I just didn't realize that, you know, a band, it's just like, they're in a new city each day, and they're traveling like 400 or 500 miles each day, so it's like, you know, you show up at the venue, you're unpacking all the equipment you set up, you know, you play, and then you jump back in the car again and travel another 400 or 500 miles. And so, you know, as filmmakers, you know, we were traveling behind the band in a bus. One of us was in their bus at all times, and then we were behind in a van, and it's just like, it's just amazing what this kind of sort of physical stamina that it takes to go and do that. Plus, sometimes it seems so exotic. Okay, these bands get to travel all kinds of cool places. You know, you're like, oh, you got to go to Paris, and you realize, like, okay, well, their bus got to go to Paris and bring them to the venue, but, like, once you're there, it's not like you have any time to really, you know, explore these cities. It's like, you really just get really familiar with these dark black clubs that you're playing at. So, and I think of a band that, you know, has, you know, reached kind of the sort of cultural imprint that Fishbone did, is that some of the kind of financial difficulties that they had on the road, and I think that was something kind of that surprised us.
I see. And Lawrence Fishburne doing the narration, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better narrator there. Tell me how you were able to get him in on the project.
Well, we knew that we needed a narrator to just kind of capture some of these larger ideas that we wanted to explore in the film. And, of course, he just has a really cool voice. But as luck would have it, Lawrence Fishburne was friends of the band and has been a fan for a long time, and a lot of that was just because in the early 1980s he was a bouncer at a Hollywood punk rock club and saw the band perform there and kind of quickly fell in love. And so when we approached him to narrate it, he's like, yeah, of course I'll do that. He gave us a little bit of tough time. He's like, but why aren't you going to interview me? And we're like, well, we can't, you know, interview you and have you narrate at the same time, which obviously understood. So we're like, you being the narrator just really means a lot to the film, and so we were really glad that he offered to do so.
And talk a little bit about your background as a director.
Yeah, so I've kind of kind of dabbled in lots of different things. I graduated from USC Film School in Los Angeles and went on to make music videos, but then also work on some really crappy B movies, and kind of made the transition to documentary filmmaking about 10 years ago, and just liked it because you get to learn so much about different places, and you get to travel around and really hang out with some interesting folk. I had an earlier documentary, Plagues and Pleasures on the Salton Sea. It's a offbeat environmental comedy that was narrated by John Waters, and we did a theatrical tour with that, similar to what we're doing with Everyday Sunshine, the story of Fishbone, and so we played the Guild Cinema several years ago with that film, and we had such a good time that we knew when we finished up our new film that we wanted to come back to Albuquerque and have a good time.
I see. And, you're going on the road, from theater house to theater house talking about this film. Have there been any reactions to this film that have surprised you?
Yeah. Well, I think the thing that's always heartening and what we were hoping for is that we made, a documentary that just happens to be about bands and music, It's not so much a music documentary or, a documentary just for fans of the band. It's really, kind of a story about family and friendship and the kind of what happens when those relationships deteriorate and how you recover. So what's always nice is that the audience is usually pretty well split, half, of course, people that are familiar with the band, and the other half people who never heard about Fishbone until they read a review or heard something on the radio. So that's neat. That's something we aimed for. But that diversity of non-fan, I think, has been a little bit surprising. Because for some reason, a lot of senior citizen women sometimes show up to the film, and they just like, well, I read this good review, and it was at the theater, so I figured I'd check it out. And afterwards, they're just like, we really love this movie, and I want to go see Fishbone, And then I get emails a couple weeks, or a couple months later, and say, guess what? Fishbone came to town, and I went and saw them. I was dancing all night, and It's just surreal in my mind, imagining this, 75-year-old grandmother, at a Fishbone concert, skanking it up. And so that, I think, is always neat when, a film can be kind of universal in the way that it kind of touches people.
For more information on Everyday Sunshine, the story of Fishbone, visit www.fishbonedocumentary.com. Here is Fishbone once again with DUI Friday. We'll be right back. listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the December Artist of the Month, One Eyed Doll, and their latest release, Break. In a fairly short amount of time, this dynamic duo, comprised of Kim Freeman and Junior, have become the toast of South by Southwest and have amassed a loyal worldwide following due to their out-there songcraft and fiery stage presence. One-Eyed Doll, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit One-Eyed Doll at their official website, www.oneeyeddoll.com. Albuquerque's intelligent alternative just got a whole lot smarter. Local IQ and Rockwired Media are pleased to present to you Local IQ Radio, a new weekly online radio showcase coming soon to local-iq.com. Local IQ Radio is your guide to music, art, theater, and film from the Duke City and beyond. Local IQ Radio, coming sooner than you think to local-iq.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head. Just a bit. The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Everyday Sunshine, the story of Fishbone and its director, Chris Metzler. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Chris regarding the creation of this stunning documentary. If you haven't seen it already, please get out and see it. And here's how the rest of the interview went.
Now, in making this documentary, what moments, you know, were the most challenging or difficult?
Well, aside from the travel part, I think one of the things, yeah, this is a little bit more of a humorous sort of difficulty, but yeah, you're talking about a band like Fishman that plays all kinds of sorts of music. So they do, you know, ska and punk and funk and reggae and heavy metal and everything in between. So that means mosh pits and stage diving. And as a filmmaker, you want the camera as close to the action as possible. So I can tell you, filming inside a mosh pit gets a little bit slippery and people are throwing the elbows and things. But also it's kind of part of the fun because you feel like as a filmmaker, you're like in the action as it's happening, you know, and Angela's stage diving over you and you're trying to capture it. And sometimes you're having to lift him up and film with one hand with a camera. So that was kind of its own kind of unique challenge. And I think also, you know, when you're dealing with a film that both tells, you know, the history of a band, but then also the black experience in Los Angeles over the last couple decades, but then also a story of these kind of this present-day portrait of punk rock endurance, these two original members, Angela and Norwood, you know, out there, you know, trying to continue to still fulfill their dream and do it in different ways, is that you just, you don't know exactly where the story is going to go. And so as a filmmaker, you're like, you just have to be confident enough with the kind of the gist of the story that you that first brought you in and just figure, okay, well, some of these plot points will get figured out. And so I think there were times where you're like, okay, well, where's this movie going to go, you know? And then crazy things happen, like, you know, Kendall Jones, one of the original songwriters and guitarists who had left the band for a religious organization that most of the band considered a cult, you know? He shows up one night and joins them on stage after not seeing any of them for 15 years. And things like that, your kind of jaw drops, and you're like, okay, I have to keep on filming. I need to, you know, not just enjoy the moment, but I need to capture it, too.
What do you think makes the music of Fishbone endure? Usually I ask a band something like this, but it's interesting to ask you as an observer. So what do you think it is?
Well, I think the easiest thing about it is that when you listen to it, it makes you want to shake your butt, you know, and listen to, like, you can't help but want to dance a little bit, even if you're somebody that doesn't want to dance, you know? And so I think there's just something about, you know, the kind of groove that's there. The other thing I think that's maybe a little bit timeless about this Fishbone's music is that because they blend so many different genres, you know, it seems like it's of all different eras and all different types of music, you know? It's not like, oh, well, that's a pop song from 1982, you know? That can still be great, you know, but you feel its age, you know? And Fishbone and mixing all these different, you know, styles, it just seems like it's, you know, everything in the universe. And I know that's kind of a convoluted way of saying it, but, like, you know, go listen to a Fishbone album and you'll understand what I mean.
What have you taken away from this whole experience?
You know, I think there are two things I took away from kind of making this film and also traveling with the band Fishbone is that one is that you really just kind of got to do things that make you happy and that kind of fulfill your own passions and enthusiasms. Because when you're dealing with creativity, that's the only way to kind of actually, you know, create something that's, you know, kind of unique and interesting. So, and just go with enthusiasm. And I think never, you know, count on any particular sorts of types of success. You got to do it for yourself. You can't do it for the outside rewards, you know? And I think the other thing is that no matter how difficult things get between different relationships and friendships, is that, you know, everybody can grow, including yourself. And, you know, just always take a reflective stance on things. And, you know, never kind of write anybody off, but just try to keep an open mind and, you know, be there to, you know, be friends for someone.
For more information on Everyday Sunshine, the story of Fishbone, visit www.fishbonedocumentary.com. From their EP Crazy Glue, here is Fishbone with Weed, Beer, and Cigarettes.
Cigarettes, why the prejudice? Glamour Puss and Johnny Rocker joined the journey set. Legalized addiction sponsored by the government. The Drug Enforcement Agency, ways to get him his club. Medical pages needed, won't you share the love? Grandma, uncle, and aunt, Sylvester inhale cigarette smoke. Little brother pounds the chopper, is how he gets his joke. invasion on the doctor's office. Can you picture this? California pioneers, more than profiteers, city gowns in the city hall, trying to work it out. Medical cannabis clinics getting raided like the crack house. We beer and cigarettes, but why the prejudice? When I smoke the cannabis, you get real upset. Classy cancer causing agents that round out the stresses. These companies that get in your pocket and then get you addicted are the same that sponsor rehab programs that get you to kick the habit. Available in the marketplace to buy. Contradict your propagandas will be lies. Since it's legal at Kelly Millis, we just are rebelling legal. Set my dad is wrong and evil. From the council meeting, emerges a city rep. Jackson pledging over the head by the crooked feds. Slips over his dome when the van door closed shut. With the cowboy boot pressed to his gut. Oh yeah! Surrounded in the desert by plainclothes feds and cops, smoking cigarettes and thugging, telling him to stop. Making it hard for us to shut you down with websites up that put us down and promo posters we'll rip down. Weed, beer, and cigarettes, bad for me and you. I can only pray that my kids don't do it too. Weed, beer, and cigarettes, why the prejudice? It's when I smoke cannabis. Get rid of shit, yeah.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Chris Metzler for his time. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
I'm passing out in our street clothes. Now the hard times are behind us, but let's not be alone.